All right, good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting order. It is 10:03, May 3rd, 2022. And there is a quorum present. If you can all join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a reminder for everyone, if you can keep your phone on silent. All right, moving right along on the agenda, we are item number three. This is a discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the agenda for May 3rd, 2022. Let's start off with Commissioner Gilman. Do you have any questions about the agenda today?
No questions. Thank you, Jay.
Vice Chair, anything?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Yes.
All right, Mr. Chairman. We do not see a reason to have closed session today. So we put that on every agenda. If there's nothing to say, then let's take it off.
All right. So not seeing any public comments. As a reminder, folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature or star six to unmute yourself. Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
Okay.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number four, this discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the minutes for February 15th, 2022. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about the minutes?
Not today, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Nope.
Is there any public comment regarding today's minutes or the minutes from February 15th? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our February 15th, 2022 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number five. This is a discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the March 15th, 2022 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the minutes?
No, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chair?
Nope.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the minutes for March 15th, 2022? Seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah. I move to approve the minutes for our March 15th, 2022 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six, today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything regarding today's consent agenda?
I do not. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
No, I don't either.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Passes unanimously. Briskly moving along to item number seven. This is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda. This comment should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, we will move along to item number eight. This is discussion only. No action and no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. As we always do, start off with the Sheriff's Office. Come on, Sheriff.
Good morning, Commissioners. Just a quick update. As some of you may or may not have heard, had a crash this past weekend involving one of the deputies. Well, actually, two of them were in the vehicle. They are both fine. Few bumps and bruises is all they sustained. And the driver of the vehicle that hit them was arrested for driving under the influence. So unless you have any questions, that's all I have.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the sheriff?
Condolences to the deputies. I'm sorry about that. It's a risk situation, isn't it? But thank you for the report.
Vice Chairman, anything?
Good, thank you.
All right. I don't have anything for you, Sheriff. Thanks for the update. Moving right along to the fire department, Chief Longcar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. A couple of updates. One, our engine in New Mexico is still actively engaged in the fires down there. Everything's going as planned. They're doing well, and we probably expect one more week out of that assignment for those guys. We have made an offer, and it has been accepted for our overhire, so we're fully staffed plus our one that'll help us with our overtime. We're selected amongst one of the first batch for a Medicare audit, which we're starting now. So Jennifer, I'll apologize ahead of time for the information we're going to need, but this audit is actually a good thing. It helps evaluate our costs and what it's actually costing the fire departments around the nation, actually, in providing these services that could mean more money coming back to the district later. On April 25th, Scott Snelling was promoted to fire marshal. So I'd like to extend our appreciation to the hard work he's done, the dedication to the district, and I'm sure he's going to do a fabulous job. And last, well, two more things here. One, June 22nd through the 25th, Story County will be hosting the annual Nevada State Firefighters Conference. So we expect approximately 100 so people here for training. They'll be up here for the week. And lastly, there's been people observing a lot of trees being limbed out in the Highlands, and we just kind of want to remind everyone that this is not an appropriate time to cut them. So we'd like to cut them in the winter as it starts getting warm. That's when you're going to lead to actually killing the tree by limbing them. So we appreciate the work getting reduced in our fuels in the county, but let's do it in a responsible manner to not kill off more than what we need. Other than that, I've got nothing else, and I'll answer any questions.
Thank you, Chief. Useful information on those trees out there. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for the fire chief?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Moving on to Public Works, Mike Norden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. This is Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator, reporting for Jason Wiersbicki, Director of Public Works. Just a single item for the general staff update, and that is that Buildings and Grounds has begun spring park prepping, along with pumping down the pool to get it ready for the season if we have enough lifeguards. Apparently, that is in question. And then I have several more items from the director for the Highway Commission portion of the meeting.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike on behalf of Jason?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Thanks again for that update.
Yes, sir.
Moving right along to Project Coordinator, Mike Northen.
Hi, Mike Northen, Project Coordinator again. I'm going to report on three different projects we have going on right now, among a variety of others. First one is courthouse pavers. It's obviously very visible out here in the front. The over-excavation is complete. Curb blocks have now been removed and moved to the other side of the excavated area. The sub-base for those is being prepared right now. Within a few days, we'll be placing the base material in the main portion of the excavated area, and we're then moving into the phase where we are going to be resetting the stones and treating the top surfaces. SHPO will have a representative on site on Thursday to inspect the progress and the finished surface of the stones, test stones, actually, before we grind them. And I have to point out, this project has been pretty challenging in that this is a little bit exotic. It's not the kind of project that is commonly done, commonly at all. So this is kind of a pioneering aspect to this here, and we want to get this as right as it can be. All the staff and workers involved have done a great job so far and should be proud of their efforts here. Second item is Lockwood Tower Road. Work is currently underway down there at the Lockwood Tower Road. NKD Construction is working the hillside. They're going to be setting the first 9 footings for the retaining wall piers. We did end up resetting the grades slightly to ensure we had adequate asphalt thickness over the footings. All the material submittals have been reviewed and approved by the engineer, so that work is proceeding well, and I will be checking in on site with them periodically to observe and report on that progress. Item three is the Virginia City Highlands Community Center. This is the fire apparatus storage building in the Highlands. We did extend the bid date for this project, and that did attract more prospective bidders. We now have went from one general contractor to five general contractors and several subcontractors currently holding plans. Bids are going to be received and opened on May 16. As a heads up, though, this is something that we're getting from all the contractors is they are all reporting substantial lead times on lots of items. The backup generator we knew was going to be kind of a long lead time item at around 30 weeks. But now we're looking at the metal building at between 30 and 40 weeks, depending on the supplier. This is what I'm given to understand is becoming endemic throughout the construction industry. We can get basic items like steel and concrete, but any kind of assembled component, which includes things like windows, appliances, electrical boxes, plumbing fixtures, we are seeing huge lead times and often shortages. If you look into this a little bit, you'll see that there are almost 2,000 cargo ships currently anchored off of Shanghai waiting to be loaded. But of course, Shanghai is under lockdown. So even if they were to lift that today, it takes 2 days to get the ship into port, 2 to 4 days to load it, another 2 days to get it out. And then there's 35 days across the Pacific. So if you look at 40 days per ship, that's 80,000 ship days divided by the number of berths at the port, which is, yes, in the hundreds. But that means we are looking at 4 to 6 months of shortages for basic item stuff. And that's going to affect pretty much every construction project for the next foreseeable. And with that, I'll take any questions, sirs.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike?
Absolutely, right now.
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that update, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, sirs.
Moving on to communications, Becky Parsons.
Nothing for you.
All right. Emergency management, Honey Tapley.
Good morning, commissioners. I need to let you know I had a name change. So I'm actually Honey Menifee.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's not widely known. So yeah. Honey Menifee for the record. I'm reporting for Laura Mather. She's attending a conference this week. And there's not much to report. The Get Healthy Carson City website has not updated recently the COVID numbers. And so our last report date is April 9th. We're going to just take it as, you know, a good thing. There's no COVID cases to report this week, which may not be true. But anyway, that is all for Laura Mather.
All right. Thank you very much. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Honey acting as Laura?
No, thank you, Honey.
Vice Chairman? All right. Thanks for that update. And then moving on to community relations, Honey Menifee.
Thank you, Honey Menifee, for the record. Last Monday, I attended a Western Nevada Development District board meeting with Commissioner Mitchell. And Brian Mitchell, who is from OSINT, which is the Nevada Governor's Office of Science, Innovation, and Technology, he presented information on the upcoming funding that will be available for broadband infrastructure. And my summary today is taken from that PowerPoint presentation. So through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, which was formerly called the BIF or the bill, the name keeps changing. Right now it is the IIJA. $42.5 billion will be available to the states through the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Fund, which is also called the BEAD Fund. So OSINT and WNDD are partnered together to help the counties in Nevada facilitate this funding process. And the following tools are what OSINT will be providing to the county, different county broadband action teams that are in place. They're going to be providing a location level data that shows eligible and ineligible areas for state grants. They'll help with cost modeling tools and public facing maps and dashboards. And they also will be assisting with data throughout this process. And OSINT is encouraging broadband action teams to be established in every county in Nevada, that they will assist the state in ensuring this universal access to broadband. The role of these broadband action teams is to identify the needs throughout the community and to help with affordable programming in the end. And this is to ensure that unserved communities are not left behind in Nevada. Another role is to create a list of priorities that are based on the needs that will be identified and to solicit partnerships to meet the priorities from service providers and then to develop the infrastructure and digital equity proposals together with the service providers to align with the state connectivity strategy and the federal funding requirements. So Story County has put together a broadband action team, and it consists of Commissioner Jay Carmona, and he has been working on this project for over a year. James Dean, Tim Shropshire, Laura Mather, and myself. And last week, last commission meeting, I spoke about the Nevada speed test and the importance of this Nevada speed test, that everyone get involved and participate in that, is the state is allotted a certain amount of funds through this broadband infrastructure. And the Nevada speed test shows will show in the end the underserved areas, and this mapping tool will be used, and then the state will get additional funding based on the data that is collected at the end. And so it's important for the state as a whole that people are taking this Nevada speed test, because more money will come into the state, and then hopefully more money therefore will come into the county. That Nevada speed test is on our website, and it's on the first page down in the middle. It's a white like square box that says Nevada speed test. It takes less than a minute, and they don't ask for any personal information. And when you take the test, you aren't going to enter your home address unless you're actually at your home. You're going to enter the location of where you are with your phone or computer, laptop, wherever you are. And this is just going to get a really good gauge for the areas in Nevada and in our county that have access or don't have access to good broadband. So the more data that is gathered, the more beneficial it is for our state and our county to get more funding in. So that, are there any questions?
Thank you, Honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Honey?
No questions. Thanks, Jay.
No.
Thank you. Thanks for that update. Moving on to the VCTC, Linda Ritter.
No reports.
All right. How about the comptroller's office?
Nothing at this time.
All right. Who's the assessor now? General. Okay. How about the planning department, Kathy Canfield?
Nothing today except the agenda.
Noted, Kathy. Thank you. Recorder's office, Marnie Hanson Martinez.
Good morning. Nothing to report today. Thank you.
It's Marnie. IT department, Tim Shropshire.
Good morning, commissioners. Tim Shropshire, information technology officer, reporting for James Dean this morning. Just a quick update for you. I'm happy to report that the new network link to the community chest has been installed and is operational. We are able to perform tests with Eric Schoen over there and confirm that they are able to access the internet at much higher speeds. And that is all I have for you today.
Thank you, Tim. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Tim?
Do not, thank you.
All right, Vice Chair.
No, thank you.
All right, thanks again for that report, Tim. HR, Jeannie Green. All right, community development, Pete Renaud.
Good morning, commissioners. Pete Renaud for the record, director of community development. Austin asked me to just kind of give you a little update on what's happening out in the Highlands, home-wise, in the industrial park. We're kind of cleaning up some of our AS400 and new Tyler systems. So we've found about 48 SFRs, single family residences, that are still under construction, either in the Highlands or down in the Mark Twain area. The industrial park, of the projects I can discuss, we've had last week two large industrial buildings be submitted for plan review, plan check. There's going to be quite a bit more dirt moved out there in the next few months from the permits that we've issued. Also, I want to thank Jeremy for bringing up the tree situation. Just in my little travels yesterday, I noticed a couple new roads cut in on properties out in the Highlands. I've asked other department heads if they see stuff, kind of be our eyes out there. People are buying property in the Highlands and they're not contacting planning or the building department. And the next thing we know, they've got a container, a fifth wheel and stuff on the property. And then they end up in our program. So we're trying to keep that to a minimum and get people on track and be compliant with what they're doing. Other than that, it's a busy year, I should say. Busier than I've ever seen it. Ashley Mead, our business license tech, she's been cleaning up all the delinquent business licenses. She's whittled them down to about 200 right now that she's working on. So that'll make our mailings a lot easier come July. And then next year, it'll ought to be even simpler for her. It's been a lot of work, a lot of stuff going processing, going through old paperwork in the office, what we need to retain, how long we need to retain it, the type of destruction we got to do to it. So hopefully in the next couple of months, we're going to be able to kind of clean that office up of a lot of stuff in there that we don't need anymore. It's obsolete, not necessary to have. Other than that, any questions?
Great. Thank you very much, Pete. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Pete?
No questions, but thank you for the update report. There's so much going on in the county now, and we're all kind of behind the curve, and I'm delighted that you're sharing that with everybody here, and I'll look forward to some reports in the future, and thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Sherman.
Thank you.
All right. I just want to echo what Commissioner Gilman said. You know, there's a noticeable improvement at the community development, and you and your staff, I think, need to be patted on the back about that one. So
thank you.
Continue. I'll pass it. Great work.
I'll pass it along. Also, I wanted to add, we started our dashboard report again.
Okay.
So our first one's today. I kind of wanted to go through with the DA's office on the nuisance program stuff, what she'd like to have in there and whatnot. So. And we'll post that on the website as well, sending it to the commissioners.
Great. Thank you. Look forward to that. Right. Thanks again, Peter. Coming along to Community Chest, Eric Schoen.
Yes, good morning, commissioners. I have a few updates for you. First of all, I want to again thank Door County IT team for connecting us to the high-speed internet. Thank you to Tim personally for all the work he and James did to get us connected. It's been exciting to see the transformation of what that means for services. One of the direct benefits has been that our giant Zoom screen in the library that community groups use to connect to statewide meetings has been in higher circulation, because now there is less lag time and more participation in real time. And we've seen both the Story County Dems and the Story County Republicans, both groups have been using that for their statewide meetings, which has been great. That's been the vision of the library all along, to be a place for free speech and everybody to feel welcome. So that's thanks to Tim and the team, James and the team, for helping us see that vision come to life. If you didn't know it, the summer is going to be a probably record-setting number in terms of the number of kiddos who are enrolled in our summer programs. We're expecting a daily census of around 60, 65 kids. That used to be the high watermark. Like, you know, we always have variation in attendance. So previously, maybe our daily attendance was 45 to 50. We now expect the average daily attendance to be 60 to 65. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think people are anxious to get back to face-to-face and in person. So we're excited. I know the staff is excited to put together a strong summer for the kids. And then lastly, the face-to-face day for seeing the provider of healthcare services, Nevada Health Centers, was Monday. That has been changed to Thursday. because of practitioner availability. There's still, if somebody needs services Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, they can still do that virtually with a telephone. But the day-to-day, face-to-face, if somebody wants to come in person, that's on Thursdays of every week. And that's all I have, unless there's any questions.
Thank you for that update, Eric. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Eric?
I do not. Thank you, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again for that report.
Sure.
Moving on to the Senior Center, Stacey York.
Good morning. No new updates this morning.
All right. Thank you, Stacey.
See the judge on that?
All right. How about the DA's office?
I have one programming note for later on in the meeting, and that is that when we convene as the Board of Highway Commissioners, we're going to have you guys get sworn in as Highway Commissioners.
Okay.
And the board will administer that.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. About the county manager, what do you have for us today?
Just two things, Mr. Chairman. Just to let you know, last time this board had sent a letter to the Governor's Office of Economic Development supporting the idea of keeping a contract the same, allowing EDON and NNDA to both provide economic development services in Story County. I want you to know that GOED sent a letter back to us this week from Michael Brown himself, saying that they appreciated the letter and that the Governor's Office intends to keep that letter the same and to allow both agencies to be able to work in Story County in economic development. And then lastly, on May 26 at 5:15, I intend to conduct a town hall out at the Highlands mailboxes. This is just open topic to discuss items of residents' interest, including road and CIP projects and the status of things that are going on in that area, as well as the budget and other considerations, but nothing in particular. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for Austin?
Austin, what's the date on the Highlands meeting again?
It'll be May 26 at 5:15.
May 26. Thank you. I'll just be returning. I think I can make that good. I'll be up with the NACO folks in Anchorage just before that meeting, but I think I get back in time.
That'll be at the Highlands mailboxes. While people are coming in from work, they can stop in for a minute or an hour and ask questions or listen in.
I should be there.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the update, Austin. And last but not least, our clerk, Doreen Evan, anything? All right. Thank you again for all the staff that has participated, gave updates. We're going to move right along to item number 9, which is board comment. I'm going to start on my right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything this week?
Nothing to add today. Thank you, sir.
All right. And Sherman?
I don't have anything to add. Thank you.
No updates on swing dancing at the fourth ward?
All right. Well, if you insist. Well, we actually had a great activity on Friday night. The fourth ward school museum hosted a swing dance. And we had a live band that came and played, really fun, banjo, clarinet, and washboard. The jug player couldn't make it this time, but it was fantastic. And I taught a little lesson. We had about 70 and 75 people show up. So it was a successful event. And we're looking at opportunities to do that again in the future.
Great. Sorry I missed that. Maybe next time.
I am too. Would have loved to see you there, Chairman.
Be there in spirit. The only thing I have to add is, you know, we had a pretty busy weekend with the Grand Prix here. Want to call out the Sheriff's Office and the Fire Department for their being available and dealing with issues. I know there were a few. Believe it or not, our Planning Commissioner Summer Pellet actually participated in the race, and she finished. So kudos to Summer. Almost her first Grand Prix and probably her last, but it's topic for another day. That's all for board comments. We're going to move on to item number 10. This is discussion of the possible action. Consideration and possible approval for special use permit 2022-01, request by applicant Westgate Petroleum Company and Golden Gate Partners, SET Petroleum of Nevada LLC, to construct a fuel storage distribution facility. The proposed project will contain storage tanks and vessels to store and distribute AB gas, methanol, Jet A, renewable diesel, ethanol, butane, and propane. The subject property is located at 300 Ireland Drive, Tongariro Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. Assessor's parcel number APN-005-051-06. The property is currently vacant and has access from Ireland Drive. A higher bench has been graded along the western property boundary that allows for rail access to the site. The site is immediately north of the existing Golden Gate Petroleum refining, reclaiming, and storage field. In addition to provisions of the NRS, any person may complete and return to the board or planning commission a statement supporting or opposing the proposed special use permit. Additional information, including but not limited to reports and maps, may be obtained from the planning department at 847-1144 or emailing planning@storycounty.org.
Kathy. Hi, thank you. Kathy Canfield for the record. So this is a special use permit for a fuel storage and distribution facility. The site's at 300 Ireland Drive. That's adjacent to the existing Golden Gate refinery facility that's actually at the corner of Ireland and Peru Drive. And these are in the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Because of the fuel material that will be on site, NRS has some additional requirements for the noticing and the review. A portion of that is why this description was a little bit longer than they typically are on the agenda. The project itself was noticed in the newspaper, the March 18th edition, plus notices to property owners within 1,000 feet were sent out that week of March 18th also. The state fire marshal, the State Department of Business and Industry, and NDEP were also required to be notified and then also solicited comments from them. During that time period, prior to the Planning Commission meeting, we received one inquiry from an adjacent property owner just asking for a copy of the staff report. They didn't respond with any comments after that. We also received comments from the state agencies, and those were included in Exhibit A of the staff report. None of those comments raised any red flags or any issues or concerns, and other than they were really talking about what their permits are going to be required for the applicant to submit to them. Yesterday afternoon, we did receive a letter or an email of opposition. And I'm not sure if that was passed out to you, but it's really short, so I can read it. It says, "Good afternoon. I am responding to the attached public notice. Ownership of this property wishes to express their strong opposition to the special use permit, as well as the nature of the proposed facility and its proximity to their property at 199 and 201 Ireland and 3300 Waltham Way." And then they also requested the staff report. So that was sent to them yesterday. We didn't receive any comments back based on looking at that. I'm not sure if they're on Zoom here or if they're in the audience today. So one of the changes that we do have to the staff report that was made at the Planning Commission meeting, but we had to keep it the same way because of the noticing, was the applicant has a different name. It's the same group entity, but they've come up with a new name of Golden Gate Terminal LLC. So that should replace the Westgate Petroleum Company and Golden Gate SET Petroleum Partners of Nevada LLC. So that now that's going to be known as the Golden Gate Terminal LLC. The Planning Commission discussed the project at their April 21st meeting, and the Planning Commission voted unanimously to recommend approval, and staff is also recommending approval.
Kathy. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions for Kathy or about this project?
Oh, I do not. They've been operating out there for probably 15 years in similar facilities. And they've been, to my knowledge, a good tenant and client out at TRI. So I certainly support them.
Thank you. Vice Chairman, do you have any questions or comments for Kathy about this project?
So just to clarify, Kathy, this is to make sure I understand, this is a storage and distribution facility, not necessarily a manufacturing facility. Is that correct?
Correct. Their manufacturing is going on the adjacent property. This will be a bunch of tanks, and they have rail service to it and the truck service to it.
Great. Thank you. Was there a particular entity or person identified in the letter of opposition?
Yes. So this was signed by Mike Brown, CPM candidate, senior real estate manager, CBRE property management.
Got it. And there were no specifics given as to their opposition?
No, that was the words I read were the only thing that they
read. Great, thank you. Yeah, hopefully maybe they'll chime in during the meeting. Great, thank you. Those are my questions.
All right. I don't have any questions, Kathy. We'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comments. Are you going to read the findings? Or are we?
Based on the motion for approval. This approval is for special use permit 2022-01, a request by the applicant Golden Gate Terminal LLC to construct and operate fuel storage and distribution facility. The subject property is located at 300 Ireland Drive, Tahoeino Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. A portion of assessor's parcel, assessor's parcel number APN 005-051-06. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the McCarran planning area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding for the special use permit is provided in section 2.E of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited in an approval of the special use permit. The subject property is located within an existing industrial neighborhood in the McCarran area of Story County. The zoning is based on the 1999 Story County Zoning Ordinance, which identifies the property as I-2 heavy industrial. The proposed facility is defined as a fuel storage and distribution and requires a special use permit. Granting of the special use permit with the conditions of approval listed in section 4 of this report will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health or safety of persons, property, in the neighborhood of the subject property. The project is expected to meet the safety and health requirements for the subject area. The use will also be subject to building and fire plan review in order to ensure compliance with federal, state, and other codes. The special use permit will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding area, and it will comply with all federal, state, and county regulations. The conditions under special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements in the 1999 Story County Zoning Ordinance, section 17.37 I-2 heavy industrial and 17.62 special uses. Granting of the special use permit will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health or safety of the persons working in the neighborhood or area of the subject property, and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to property improvements in the neighborhood or area of the subject property.
Well then.
Yes.
With that, Vice Chairman, do you have a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by the Planning Commission and staff, the findings of fact under section 3A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners, in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve special use permit 2022-01, a request by the applicant Golden Gate Terminal LLC to construct and operate a fuel storage and distribution facility. The subject property is located at 300 Ireland Drive, Tahoeino Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, a portion of assessor's parcel number APN 005-051-06.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Moving right along to item number 11. This is discussion only. No action will be taken. This is the Story County 2022-2023 final budget update. Comptroller McCain.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller, for the record. I want to remind you that this is an update of what's happening between the tentative and the final budget. Official approval will be at the next commissioner meeting on May 17th, when you'll be presented with the official Nevada taxation forms, which will require your signatures of approval. So the major changes on the summaries that were presented, we have some revenue changes for the general fund. There was a correction of the SCCRTs to match the taxation numbers that they send us of an additional $91,000. Everything else that taxation sent us matched exactly what our previous clerk treasurer had calculated and put in, which was really nice. We have an increase in the jail court fees and rents to be in line with the current two-year trends of approximately $80,000. And I always hate to say this, but I have a correction on the formula on your summary sheet, which is an additional $126,000. I found a mistake on my summary. Our expenses changes for the general fund and payroll include a total of, with benefits and wages, there's a total increase of $51,000. Our wage and salary increases are due to the resolution that you signed, 22-640. Incentives were added for the sheriff's office. There were a few reclasses, and this was a total increase of just the wages of $123,500. Our payroll benefit changes include the insurance increase reduction from 12% to 5% and some PACT calculation errors. This is reflected as a negative $71,000, which brought us to the total increase of $51,000. Other changes in various departments include in the commissioner's department, there was a total change of $46,700, which is an additional line item in the NACO EDON account of $50,000, which is attributed to a little bit extra for the conference that was discussed earlier that we're putting on and some possible transportation items, as well as a few things that were not quite nailed down and discussing this with County Manager Austin Osborne. $50,000 was going to cover these. There was also a decrease in the conservancy payment of approximately $3,000. IT had a total change of a negative $50,500. This was due to, we realized that we were still budgeting for rental of his temporary office, so we took that out. That was about $22,000. There's an issue with his new office, the drain over the door that was taken out of IT's budget and put into buildings and grounds. There were also a few cleanup items of several major computer outlay. The comptroller's office has an additional $4,500, which is due to something that has come up with the major grants that we're doing, and I'll be accompanying Laura and Honey to Washington, D.C. in September to go over some of those major grants in a conference style. I'm not really sure what it is. I haven't been out there yet, but we will be filling you in. All of these changes were in the summary sheets that were presented to you. Since those summary sheets were presented, we had a few other items come up. The assessor and clerk's office is now not quite splitting in half, but the portion of the DevNet support maintenance that was taken out of the assessor's office and moved into the clerk treasurer's budget is approximately $13,000. The administrative department, which is also HR, had several additional account numbers created. This is due to DIDS, which is basically the Indigent Defense Fund that cannot be associated with the courts any longer. It was decided that the HR administrative department was the best place to put those. Additional $24,000 was budgeted. Buildings and grounds has that additional $7,500 from the IT door drain. All of this increased our contingency fund by $30,000. With all of these changes, we still have approximately $594,000 more in revenue than we have in expenses. And this is not including any transfers that come after that is tallied. Our additional transfers that we had to put in the budget is an additional $500,000 out of the general fund into the tri-payback to hopefully ensure that there's enough budgeted in the tri-payback when that next audit is done. $78,000 into emergency mitigation and $100,000 into grants to cover all the matches that we have to have in that fund to pay for those projects. With all of these changes, that's leaving our ending fund balance at $15,330,000, which is slightly lower than what we had before. But as we've discussed, that the necessary things that are happening within the county will drop that fund balance slightly. Other funds that have some major changes are the road had a small decrease into the payroll items that were discussed earlier, the insurance and the resolution 22640. Equipment acquisition has an increase due to the increase in funding to the tri-payback fund. Capital projects has some decreases due to removing the IT's rehab of their tri-office space and adjusting other IT projects to make it more in line with the CIP and moving some of those to future years. You'll notice that in the grant fund, we have moved the $2.5 million that we are, let's say, planning for our grant for the Lockwood Community Center. We've moved this out of the general fund and into the grant fund where it makes more sense. There will be a revenue of $2.5 million, and then it will be a transfer into capital projects. So that's all I have for the Story County budget. Again, I want to remind you that the official approval is going to be at the next meeting, and to let you know that I will be attending that meeting by Zoom because it does coincide with the Tyler conference I have had planned to go to. So do you have any questions?
Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions for Jennifer?
No questions. Thank you, Jennifer.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
I don't have any questions either, and I'll just check with the public if they have any questions regarding the budget so far. Not seeing any, you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item number 12, this discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible approval of a quote for temporary stairs, wheelchair ramp, handrails and guardrails at the B&T Freight Depot at 105 Northeast Street, Virginia City, from Shaheen Beauchamp Builders for an estimated amount of $12,268. Mr. Norton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. This proposal is to construct, as it says, temporary stairs, which will promote exiting and egress from the building, a wheelchair ramp and hand rails for the stairs and the wheelchair ramp, and a guardrail around the platform where it exceeds 20 inches in height. This is probably the biggest chunk of work that I'll need to get done in order to get that building ready for operation by July 1. We did secure two quotes for this project. The other one was considerably higher. So this is the estimated amount to construct. And again, I have to stress these are temporary improvements. These will be things that will sit there until we have a preservation plan, which will describe more permanent alterations to the building. That will be done in conjunction with State Historical Preservation Office and the Comstock Historic District.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions for Mike?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chair?
Neither do I.
Mike, real quick, you said they were temporary. Is there any chance we could reuse any of this stuff for some other facility? Or is it?
You're going to have footings for it and concrete out in the yard, but the rest of it does attach to the building as minimally as possible. So you'll have some lumber available from it. And it's going to be, we're planning on painting it because I don't know how long it's going to be there, even though it is a temporary feature. It could be 18 months before we decide to do something for us, as far as I know.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, do you entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the quote for temporary stairs, wheelchair ramp, handrails, and guardrails
at the VNT Freight Depot at 105 North E Street, Virginia City, from Shaheen Beauchamp Builders for an estimated amount of $12,268.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mike. Moving right along to item number 13. This is a discussion for possible action. Presentation of a draft strategic plan outline and discussion about options for public process needed to develop the Story County strategic plan. And we have Linda Ritter.
Yes, thank you. For the record, Linda Ritter, Linda Ritter Consulting. I'm not here for the VTC's, the Tourism Commission. I do that on a part-time basis, but this was something that was started 2 years ago. The commission approved a vision and mission statement. We're getting ready to go out to the public to do the public process, and then COVID hit. And so we changed our approach. We were going to do it countywide and then work with all the departments, and instead we flipped it. So we've worked with all the departments to develop plans for their internal operation. Now it's time to go and look at that larger county plan. The adopted vision statement, first of all, let me talk about the process. With a strategic plan, you start with your mission and vision, where you want to go and what you need to do to get there. Then you do an analysis of the opportunities and threats that are out there, what's happening outside of the county that can help you get there, what opportunities are there, also what kind of threats are there that can get in your way. Then you also look at your internal strengths and weaknesses. What do you have going on internally that can help you get things done? Where do you need to build some strength and some capacity, for example? From that analysis, when you apply that to each one of those goals, then you come up with your tactics and initiatives. Those are the actual actions that you're going to take going forward. So your vision statement you had adopted was Story County is a place where independence is valued, where the rural Nevada lifestyle and rich history is treasured, and where businesses large and small thrive. The adopted mission statement, we strive to provide excellent, efficient, and predictable services to be accessible and transparent, to preserve our past and embrace our future, and to provide safe and welcoming places for our residents, businesses, and stakeholders. From that, you'll see in your packet, I developed some, and this comes from working with all the departments, some possible goals and objectives. And looking at both your vision and your mission statement, some things came to the surface. First of all, safe and welcoming places. And under that, looking at safety, the health, the character and independence, and the economy of the different communities. Next item is celebrate and preserve history, looking at the preservation as well as the promotion of history. Encouraging business, collaborating with local businesses, communicating and establishing that line of communication and supporting the growth of those businesses. Moving into how you're going to provide services, accessible and transparent governance, public participation being a key part of that, as well as accurate and timely information. And then exceptional services, those exceptional services being excellent, efficient, and predictable. I've also given you some ideas for some objectives under each one of those. Again, much of this comes from the work that your departments have done. Moving forward, there's a couple of options I'd like you to consider for moving, going through your public review and the public process and putting all this together. One option is what I call somewhat of a blank page approach, having a public hearing to get opinions and thoughts from communities about what they see are the important factors in their own communities. They feel that health is most important, the character and independence of their community, getting an idea of where their preferences are. And then from that, you can develop your SWOT analysis and your tactics and initiatives. The other option, number two, is really drafting a draft plan, working with staff, coming up with your goals, objectives. They've done a lot of the SWOT analysis. I know Austin's done an extensive one for his operation, which really is a countywide look. Developing a draft plan that then you take out to the communities, get their input on the specific items on that so they have something to respond to. Two different approaches. I've seen them go two different ways, but I wanted to get some direction from you. no matter what, your staff is who is going to drive this. I mean, I'm here to help and to help facilitate it, but your staff's going to be deeply involved with putting all these things together and getting it out to the public. So those are the two options, kind of a blank page, or would you like staff to kind of build that plan together, present it to you, of course, in the public hearing, and then take that draft to the communities for input?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. Linda, when you're working on this, we've had to kind of do a little bit of a alternate way of putting the strategic plan together because of COVID. Some things came before others and after others. Do you think option A or B, which one of those do you think would be better under the situation we're in versus a typical where you start from one and just go from that broad, from A to Z?
Because you've done so much work at that department level, I mean, you've got a lot of the SWOT analysis, especially looking internal. I think that you're in a really good position to put together a draft plan. And I say it's draft, and it's important to, that it would be a rough draft. Then you take it to the community, get an idea of what each community wants. And each community's priorities are going to be different in many respects. But give them something to look at first and make comment on. We can do some survey tools also to get that comment back. That then comes back to you. And you make the final decision on what those tactics and initiatives look like. But because you've done so much advanced work on this, because we did have to kind of flip the card over in this process.
Linda, do you feel our department's going through the strategic plan so far? While we would certainly want to go out to the communities and have them take a look at goals and objectives, where we want to go, would you agree that really they didn't go blind into this with the communities? They're very attuned to what's going on across the county and its different needs, even in developing this preliminary draft. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. The departments, they're very engaged with what's happening in their operation. I mean, I see community development here. They talk to the builders. They talk to the communities. You've got planning. You'll see some of the draft objectives I put together come from your master plan. So because they're already out there in the communities talking with people, then you're already getting a little bit of a window. That's why it makes sense to put that draft plan together, take it out to the community. Then the community has some specifics. Community members have specifics to then respond to. And you're going to know right away if you miss something, but I doubt if you're going to because your departments are so engaged.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any thoughts on this?
I really support the community meeting. We've been very successful with them on a number of other issues. So I would support visiting the neighborhoods quickly in the process as is practical. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mr. Chairman?
Thoughts? Yeah, you know, I think either one works fine. I think I'm leaning towards putting a draft together. I think that maybe focuses the conversation a little better when it goes out to the community. I think starting from scratch has the potential to really open it up and broaden out that process to where it takes longer. And certainly if there are things that have not been discussed, they can be brought up and integrated. But that's my initial feeling, is that to build off the work that we've already done and go with more of the Plan B approach.
All right. I'm gonna lean with you on this one. having a little bit of direction is probably better than starting a wide open. Is there any public comment regarding this strategic plan? Anybody have any input on this?
No.
All right. Well, that leaves us with a motion then.
I don't know if there's action on this. I think it may be just direction. But I'd be happy to give a motion if that's appropriate.
I mean, we're giving direction collectively, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to need a motion just to make it official and move forward with either.
I can do that. There is no action recommended on this. It is presentation only. I think, you know, Keith can certainly weigh in on the legality of this, but in the past, in these strategic plans, kind of giving direction to us, where do you want to go with something? I think we get a feel for that. But as it's agendized, I don't see where there's an actual motion.
Okay, so no motion needed.
Are you comfortable with that, Keith?
I am.
Okay.
And we have direction. I mean, I understand that. Let's put together a draft plan, bring it to you in a public session, then take it out to the communities and get that feedback from everybody.
So we're clear? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you for the update. All right. Let's move on to item number 14, this is a recess to convene us the Surrey County Fire Protection District. Bringing us to item number 15, this is discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval to donate a Ford 12-passenger van to Surrey County.
Commissioners, Jeremy Longcar for the record. We've had on loan now for quite an extended period of time a van to the senior center. And in talks with Stacy York, this vehicle has actually been quite an asset to the senior center. Where we don't have a use for it, that is why we're looking at donating it. Because of the merger with Story County, it's just going to keep things cleaner and easier if we just give it to the county now. The county can take possession of it and then in turn allow the senior center to continue to use this. So I'll answer any questions you have on the topic.
Thank you, Jeremy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for the fire chief?
I do not. That seems like a reasonable move.
Sure.
Yep, I'm good.
It's good for me too. So with that said, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the donation of a Ford 12-passenger van to Story County.
I'll second.
Let's shoot for public comment before we make a motion. Is there any public comment about this donated van to Story County? No public comments. Sorry if you wouldn't mind redoing the motion.
That's sure. That's fine. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the donation of a Ford 12-passenger van to Story County.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for the van. Moving right along, item number 16, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the purchase of RIMS mobile computer software for emergency response and iRIMS Fire to replace the district's current mobile data terminal software that has recently expired at an estimated amount of $28,000. Chief?
Hey, yes, Commissioner. So just to bring everybody up to speed, kind of what a mobile data terminal is this provides real life information to our crews as they're out in the field. So as dispatch is physically putting in the information, this is a means for them to get it in real time that helps save us just precious moments in our response and gives our staff the information they need about the residents, the business, whatever it is they may be responding to. So we did a sample test run on a company called Streetwise, and with some of our software changes, it just wasn't fitting our models. We were looking for some a little better. This software is currently being used, a part of it, not this module, is being used by dispatch already. So we're dumping some of our third party and really consolidating this, all this software together. IT has also identified problems with some of our other software we have, the e-dispatch that we utilize. So in time, if this works out the way we foresee it, we can lose that as well. So our annual savings, we'd actually have an annual savings, but there is that initial cost up front that I put in there not to exceed $28,000, because what we've experienced in the past is there is changes in pricing that is happening on a regular basis. So this gives me a little more flexibility to get the product we want. And I'll answer any questions.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, anything for the fire chief?
No questions. Thank you.
Sure.
No, thank you.
Well, I have full support of this. We'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding this new software? All right, not seeing any. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the purchase and annual subscription of RIMS mobile computer software and iRIMS Fire, along with associated installation fees and support, not to exceed $28,000.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. Item number 17, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of personnel policies, P101, personnel administrative directive P-102, computing time for notice. P-103, employee changes of address. P-104, personnel files. P-105, personnel files confidential. P-106, disposal of personnel records. P-401, position classification plan. P-402, reclassification. And P-1002, definitions for the Story County Fire Protection District.
Commissioners, this is our second batch that we've brought before you. As you can see, I'm trying to keep it fairly limited so it allows you time to review each one of the policies. In these policies, there's very little variation from what the county is, what we're already working under the county's personnel policies. And I can go through each one, or I can just take questions if any of the commissioners have one.
All right, Commissioner Goodman, do you have any questions?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Chair?
No, I don't have any questions on these policies, thank you.
I don't either. So is there any public comment regarding these policies? Not seeing any public comment. Fire Commissioner Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the presented personnel policies, P-101, Personnel Administrative Directive, P-102, Computing Time for Notice, P-103, Employee Changes of Address, P-104, Personnel Files, P-105, Personnel Files Confidential, P-106, Disposal of Personnel Records, P-401, Position Classification Plan, P-402, Reclassification, and P-1002, Definitions of the Story County Fire Protection District.
That motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Bringing us to item number 18. This is discussion only. No action will be taken. New hire badge pinning for Battalion Chief Bob Reiser.
Well, Commissioners, this is a lot funner than discussing policies and expenses and software. So today, I'd like to recognize Battalion Chief Bob Reiser and officially pin him. As of a couple of weeks ago, he's now official, so he has passed his probation. We had questionable moments, but he has passed. And Bob Reiser comes to us, and I'm very proud of our district and where we're moving. Right now, within the ranks of the chief level officers, well, with Shane, I mean, I bet we're pushing 100 years combined, but we're getting a lot of just extremely talented and knowledgeable people. Bob Reiser has 18 years in the fire service. I'm proud to say that I have known him personally and professionally for 10 years, worked with him with the state fire marshal's office, helping teach firefighters across the state. So he is now official. He is off probation. He doesn't have to do the dishes anymore. He can pawn that duty off. But Chairman, if I could have you come up here and present the oath, and then we present him with his badge. Bob?
Repeat after me. Raise your right hand.
I
state your name.
Bob Reiser.
Upon my sacred honor, do promise and swear.
Upon my sacred honor, do promise and swear.
That I will obey and support the citizens and residents.
That I will obey and support the citizens and residents.
Of Story County to the best of my ability.
Of Story County to the best of my ability.
That I will be careful not to jeopardize the lives.
That I will be careful not to jeopardize the lives
of the public or my fellow firefighters through my negligence.
Of the public or my fellow firefighters through my negligence.
I hereby promise to conduct myself.
I hereby promise to conduct myself.
In the discharge of my duties.
In the discharge of my duties.
So that no person shall have cause to complain.
So that no person shall have cause to complain.
It shall be my special aim to conserve property.
It shall be my special aim to conserve property,
save lives, and protect the environment.
Save lives and protect the environment.
I solemnly swear that I will obey the Constitution.
I solemnly swear that I will obey the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States and the state of Nevada.
And the laws of the United States and the state of Nevada.
That I will, in all respects, observe the provisions.
That I will, in all respects, observe the provisions.
Ordinances, policies, and regulations adopted by Story County.
Sorry. Ordinances, policies, and regulations adopted by Story County.
I will obey orders to all officials and officers appointed over me.
I will obey.
Yep, no problem. I will obey orders.
I will obey orders.
Of all officials and officers appointed over me.
Of all officers and officials appointed over me.
According to the law, policies, procedures, and guidelines.
According to the law, policies, procedures, and guidelines.
I will uphold the values, ethics, and image portrayed by our organization.
I will uphold the values, images, and ethics portrayed by our organization.
Holding my fellow firefighters and officers to those standings.
Holding my fellow officers and firefighters to those standings.
To which I ask all to bear witness.
To which I ask all to bear witness.
Good.
We're good.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Is it customary to draw blood?
You know, or is that in this instance, it may happen.
That's what the white shirt's for.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Proof? And when you get to see it.
Congratulations, Steve.
You get a photo.
Well, sir, I can arrest some people.
Good.
Congratulations, man. Thank you. That's it. One, you sure it's good?
Awesome. All right.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, commissioners.
Fire commissioners.
Fire
commissioners to you.
All right, last but not least for fire business, discussion only, no action to be taken, Fire District 2022-23 final budget update. Comptroller McCain.
Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. I don't have much to report for the fire budget. It was pretty tight in the tentative. We do have a few increases in revenue, which total approximately $125,000, which are in the ambulance billing line item and the GRD EM transport line item. Some changes in their expenses as well are minimal. They had a few payroll changes that had to do with the resolutions that were signed to previous meetings, uniform allowances, and just a few shifts in some benefit items. That totally equated to approximately $3,000 increase. We had a decrease in building maintenance. It was decided that the siding and painting of Station 72 was actually a county's expense because it's county building. We had an increase in the transfer to the capital fund of $200,000. And not reflected in the summary sheet is an increase in the tri-payback transfer of $150,000, again, to be paying that tri-payback that we're gonna see at the end of this year. This leaves their general fund with an ending fund balance of $1,587,000 with revenue over expenses difference of $502,000. It's really nice to see that this fire fund is moving in the right direction. The fund balance is growing. Chief is very on top of his budget, which is really nice to be working with. It has been decided that the excess revenues over the next few years will be moved into the capital projects fund to help plan for a rehab of Station 71. He's currently going for a grant of that and planning for the future. So that's really nice, something to be a part of. The other fund within the fire district is the Capital Project Fund, which, because of the transfer, increase, they will see an increased revenue of the $200,000. This will go towards an increase of equipment that we're seeing everybody's been discussing all day, the increase in prices. We've had to increase the cost of the possible brush truck, the additional vehicle that he's budgeted, the air rides, among several other large items within this fund. As well, the fire district will be paying 25% of the fuel pump replacement in the VC fuel station and the tri-fuel station, which will increase that budget by $39,000. Again, I need to remind you that the official approval for this budget will be on May 17th, where I will need the fire commissioner's signatures on the official Nevada taxation paperwork. If you have any questions for me, I'll take those at this time.
Thanks, Commissioner Gilley. Do you have any questions for Jennifer on the fire budget?
No questions. Thank you, Jennifer, very much.
Sherman?
No, thank you.
I don't have any questions either. I will ask, does anybody in the public have any questions for Jennifer? Not seeing any, you are free to go.
All right, thank you.
All right, item number 20, recess to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. Bringing us to item number 21, which is discussion only, no action will be taken. Story County Water and Sewer 2022-2023 final budget update. Controller McCain.
Good morning again. Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. There's not really much to discuss here. This budget is very tight, not a whole lot of wiggle room in any direction. We did have, again, the same payroll and benefit changes as we had with the Story County budget with resolution 22640, increased a little bit of the payroll, while that we had a nice decrease in the 12% to 7% of the health benefits that brought that down. These changes equate to a total decrease in the water fund balance of $56 and an increase in the sewer fund balance of $307. Again, the official approval for this budget will be May 17th.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Gilman, any questions about the water and sewer?
No questions, thank you.
No, thank you.
I don't have any questions either.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you very much.
Moving right along to item number 22 is to recess to convene as the Board of Highway Commissioners, which we are doing so right now. Bringing us to item number 22, which is discussion of possible action, consideration of possible approval to elect the chair of the Story County Board of Highway Commissioners. This is Diego Lewis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. As you're aware, as of the last meeting, the board had approved the activation of the Board of Highway Commissioners, and today is your first official meeting. So what we will need to do is have you sworn in first, and Dory's ready to do that.
Okay. We're going to do that individually or as a group?
I think we can do it as a group.
We're doing this in our seats.
Just
check.
Raise our hand this way.
Commissioner Gilman, heard what's going on.
Yes. Okay. Commissioner Gilman, we're going to stand, raise our right hand, and swear into office for the Board of Highway Commissioners.
I state your name.
I, Jay Carmona.
I don't think Lance can hear this.
Lance can hear.
Yes, I can hear.
Go ahead.
I, Lance.
I state your name.
I, Clay Mitchell.
I, Jay Carmona.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, swear. Protect, and protect and defend the Constitution and government of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
And the Constitution and government of the state of Nevada.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Whether domestic or foreign.
Whether domestic or foreign.
And I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
Allegiance and loyalty to the same.
Go ahead, Lance.
And I will bear true faith.
Allegiance and loyalty to the same.
Allegiance and loyalty to the same.
Any ordinance.
Sorry, Lance. Go ahead.
And ordinance.
Resolution or law of any state notwithstanding.
Resolution or law of any state notwithstanding.
Resolution or law of notwithstanding.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that, I will well and faithfully perform.
That I will well and faithfully perform.
All the duties of highway commissioner.
All the duties of highway commissioner.
All the duties of highway commissioner.
In which I'm about.
No.
Do that again.
In which I'm about to enter.
In which I'm about to enter.
In which I'm about to enter.
Under the pains and penalties of perjury.
Under the pains and penalties of perjury.
Under the pains and penalties of perjury.
Yep. Thank you. So the first step now that you're highway commissioners is to elect among your members the chairman of the Board of Highway Commissioners.
All right. Do we have any nominees?
Yeah, if I may, I move to nominate our chairman, Jay Carmona, as the chair of the Story County Board of Highway Commissioners.
All right, we have a motion to elect myself as the chair of the Board of the Highway Commissioners. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
There's a second. All those in favor signify saying aye.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, could you ask for public comment on this?
Is there any public comment on this? All right. So there is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Lance. So now moving on to item number 24, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to elect the clerk of the Story County Board of Highway Commissioners and requesting the county clerk, and the county comptroller, and the county public works director to assist in performance of the clerk's duties.
Yeah, under section 403.080, the next step that you have to take is to elect from among your members the clerk of the Board of Highway Commissioners.
All right, so do we have a motion to elect a clerk?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Commissioner Galvin here, I move to nominate Vice Chair Clay Mitchell as our clerk of the Story County Board of Highway Commissioners.
I will second that motion. Do you accept?
I'll accept that.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, and just for your information, I've discussed the question of assistance with the county clerk, the county comptroller, and the county public works director to assist yourself in the performance of the duties that set out in the statute, and they're all fine with that.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Chairman, I might need an office and additional staff. I'm just putting it out there.
We're working on it. Yep. Put it on the CIP plan. item number 25, discussion only, no action. Report Public Works Director regarding roads in Story County. Mike Northand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator, reporting for Director of Public Works, Jason Wurzbicki. You had a number of items he wanted me to report to you today. Number one, 6 Mile Canyon will be striped today. They had to hold off from winds due to winds yesterday. Laustown is on target for striping on Wednesday. Item two, we've started our pavement crack sealing season. We have completed the eastbound lane of 6 Mile Canyon. And after striping, we will start the westbound side. Item three, we are crack sealing around town today. Item four, since July 1st of 2021, we have installed 67 culverts and several miles of ditches in Mark Twain. Item five, we are currently on target with the start date of May 16 for the 2022 road rehab project. We will be patching with grind and overlay of about 900 tons of asphalt and roughly 30,000 square yards of slurry throughout Virginia City and Mark Twain. That's the end of the report, sir.
All right. Mike, before I go to my fellow commissioner, you said 67 culverts and what in Mark Twain?
He said 67 culverts and several miles of ditches.
Several miles of ditches. No, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike?
I have no questions. Thank you, Mike.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions for Mike?
That's Clerk Mitchell, and no. Clerk Mitchell? And no, I don't have any questions.
Remind me that next time. All right. With that, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Have a nice day. Item number 26, adjourned to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us item number 27. Discussion for possible action for consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through H. Is there any public comment regarding these business licenses? No public comment. I guess we will find out if Virginia City is big enough for two coffee shops. with that said,
I'm back to Vice Chair.
All right, Vice Chairman, would you entertain a motion for these business licenses, please?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item 27 on our agenda, known as A through H.
All right.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Welcome to these businesses. Moving on to item number 28. This is the second and final time public comment is available. If there's something you got to say, now's your chance. Not seeing any public comments. Moving us on to item number 29 is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 11:31. This meeting is over, and we will see you in 2 weeks.